But ever since the fall of man, our feelings can work against us. Ever since the fall of man, feelings can go against us in a few areas. Now, let me get this right with you first. Feelings are neutral. Okay? They are not evil. It doesn't have an evil intent. It's an instrument that God has put in us. But the evil one, because of the sinful nature in us, he used feelings to go against you in a few ways. Okay, so I want you to be very clear about this. Okay, if you are always prey to your feelings. Now, it can tempt you. Number one, okay? I think this is so direct and common. Everyone knows that. Everyone here somehow or rather have experienced feelings of anger, feelings of lust, feeling of giving up, feelings of self-pity. Now, sinful inclination and tendencies coming in and you start to feel it. You feel it. Now, but the thing is, what I'm going to say here is, sometimes when you have those feelings, you may think that you have succumbed to the temptation. So at the onset of that feeling, you feel so accused and shameful. But that may not be necessary. That may not be necessary so that you have fallen into temptation. Now you see, we are living in a spiritual realm where the insinuation coming from the evil one is so prevalent, so random, it just comes. So sometimes, somehow, you get this feeling. Now, having that feeling and giving in to that feeling is different. Can you sense it? Can you understand this part? Having it and giving in to it is different. So once you have a feeling, say a feeling of greed, a feeling of anger, you know, feeling of lust, you know, that could be an indication, a signal for you to pray or to flee away from it, or not to do things in sync with that undesirable feeling or tempting feeling, you call it. You get what I mean? So that is a signal for you. It may not mean that you have fallen into it, but if you just let loose, you know, you don't care about it and you just go on with it, it will snowball into sin. You know, the feelings will snowball. It will direct you to do something in sync with that feeling. So you fall into temptation here. So young people, I want you to get this very accurately. You know what I mean? But having said that, no. So just like I just said, Satan used feelings not to tempt us. So it's very direct, very outright. But in another way, Satan also works so subtly through our feelings that sometimes we may be caught unaware. And a lot of times, if you look at your Christian life, you fall not because you feel bad, feel lousy and all. You fall because you are feeling too good, too confident, complacency. You get what I mean? So a lot of times, you see, you know, Christian life, I was just telling my kids the other time, you know, when they just finished their exams, you know, when you finish your exam, you feel so good, oh, the freedom that you have, you know, and you just want to make use of freedom as you like, you know. You feel good, you feel safe and free because exam's over. But I tell you, a lot of times, people get into addiction because of those feelings. There are kids in my church, you know, after the exam, they feel so good, take up the handphone and start playing like 5 hours, 7 hours a day. And then before they know it, they got into addiction. After school reopened, still there, 7-6 hours a day. And that's it. They fall because they thought they are feeling so good. They have the rights to do that. You get what I mean? So that is the case in our Christian life. A lot of times, that's what the Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 says. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful you don't fall. Just as you feel you are standing firm, feeling fine, now, be watchful. Be watchful. Someone or something might come for you, and all of a sudden, you just lose it all. Frustrated. And then you sin outrightly. So, what I'm saying is, feelings can come outrightly. Now, Satan uses it to tempt you outrightly. It can also give you a false sense of reality. So you don't know what's going on in the spiritual realm sometimes. Sometimes to give you a false sense of security or confidence, but before you know it, you are devoured by the lion. So, tempting. Oh. And second, sometimes feeling can misdirect you. Okay, it misdirects you. It gives you wrong or skewed interpretation of people, of circumstances. You know, I always hear people telling me, you know, Pastor Vincent, I don't have good vibes about that person or whoever. You know, vibes, a lot of times, a pre-assumption about something, about someone, or you fear for your future. A lot of pre-assumption. Now, this vibes thing, usually sisters have a lot of those things, you know. Because sisters are, you know, created more sensitive, you know. It's a good thing. But you must know, these are half-truths. A lot of times, you sense something, now, half-truths. It may not be totally true. But when you buy into it, and you think your feelings, everything is going to direct you, you know, you get misdirect. You misinterpret people and situation that way. We've all just been deceived by the polls, right, a few weeks ago. We thought Hillary would win. Why? Because everyone is looking at the internet and say the polls say that, you know, 90% she will win. Lost. So it doesn't reflect what the people are really inside, having belief about what is it, you know. They are really what is really sore about people that people don't know that. Say, for instance, when you look at Apple product. People want to buy Apple product, go up to the internet and source out the comments. Usually you get more criticism on the internet. More criticism of Apple product. Apple, this no good, that no good, and all. Much more than a good comments. But why are you buying Apple product? Probably like 60% people own Apple product. So it's not a true reflection. What I'm saying is, a lot of times, it misdirects you. And even sometimes, feelings cause us to misinterpret our own lives. Now, you look at your feelings right now. I feel so lousy. I'm not good in anything. So you thought, straight away, you read this superficially and say, no, that's because I'm not good in studies, I don't have talents, I'm not good in sports. No. You interpret that way. But the Word of God says, that's because you don't have an absolute worth of yourself. Okay, what does the Bible says about you? But you have based your worth on relative achievement, relative success and all. That's why you are feeling that way. So feeling doesn't tell you that. Feeling just tells you something very direct, very superficial. So you would just go around looking at things, what people have, what you don't have, you feel poor. That may not be the case. You know what I mean? So it misdirects you. And third, but once you have listened to it, you have trusted feelings so much, it will eventually master you. Now, this is the worst state you can be in, where you'll be in the totally deceived state, simply unsound, beyond reasoning. That's when you lose all spiritual mechanism to really think right and test the will of God right. So now, young people, I know just as much you love to feel. You need to interpret feelings rightly and use it for the glory of God. You see, the reality of the sinful nature is always to use feelings and emotions against us so much that we have no defensive mode against it.